You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. It's Wednesday night. It's Bible study night at Merritt Assembly, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. Tonight, our gentleman, great friend of mine, beloved brother in the Lord, I mean, faithful to the nth degree. He normally teaches our young adults on Wednesday night. He's teaching combined tonight, young adults and the adult class, and then we have a kids class as well. So that's what we have going on tonight. If you'd care to join us at 7 p.m., we would love to have you come and be a part of Merritt Assembly of God. We exist to be a blessing, to God, to our family, to our church, and to the community. And so we want to be a blessing spiritually. We also want to be a blessing relationally. And as many ways as we can, we want to be a blessing. We'd love to have you be a part of that. So that's tonight at 7 p.m., 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island. Today we're going to go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. We're working our way towards the passage that brought us here as to why we should make praise a part of our life, and that is, it was a strategy that God gave Jehoshaphat when he was being attacked by three armies. Doesn't mean that that's going to be the strategy all the time, but I can tell you that God is worthy to be praised no matter what our feelings are, no matter what our circumstances are like. We don't just praise him when life is uneventful. We don't just praise him when life is good, but he is worthy to be praised even when adversity is beating down on your doorstep. And so in verse number 20 of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, we read this. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. We're going to stop the reading there for today. So the morning for the battle comes. But before they go out, Jehoshaphat, the king who had set his heart to seek the Lord, before the people began to seek the Lord, he calls them to attention, and the king says to them, "Listen to me, hear me." That's an instruction that isn't just, okay, you know, kind of be looking at your smartphone while I'm talking here today. It's not kind of one of those glassy-eyed looks that you have. This is the king saying, "I need you to listen to me. This is important." And I would highly encourage us to make sure we listen to those who have authority, who have a responsibility to hear, a responsibility to speak, a responsibility to act on behalf of the kingdom of God. And so he tells them, he said, hear me. And he tells it, it's for the people of Judah and the people of Jerusalem. He says, what I need you to hear is that I need you to believe in the Lord your God. Praise begins with the revelation of who God is. So a few weeks ago, I was preaching a message, and it was out of Psalm 118. It was like what to do when the unexpected happens. We had an unexpected event in our life at that week, and said, what do you do? And I took them to Psalm 118, and it says there that we're supposed to give thanks to the Lord our God, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. So praise the Lord that he is Lord. And it in Psalm 118, it says that, let me turn over there just a moment. It says in verse number 5, I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. Well, I come from a part of the country where wide open spaces were pretty common. So I always looked at that and assumed that he was going to set us in a place that was spacious. And that is one way that that is described. But when I looked into the lexicon and I looked up that word meaning broad places, it talks about here that the psalmist called on the Lord in distress, and the lexicon said that this word broad places means a place that is free of distress and free of anxiety. And it also describes the place of Yah, the place of God. And so I was like, wow, I don't want God to just have a sliver of my life. I don't want him to just have an occasional event on the calendar. I want to give God a place in my life. I want him to have the preeminent place spiritually, but I also want him to have the preeminent place physically. So I want my body to thrive with the presence of God. And so I want to thrive financially. So I want to take steps of faith, and I want God to know that I believe in him, that he can change my reality into what he wants it to be, because God has not given us a spirit of fear or anxiety. He's given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. So he tells the people, he said, believe in the Lord your God. I don't know what you're facing today, but I know that God has a solution to whatever challenges you're facing. I know that God has something to address it. And so I want to encourage you that belief is foundational for our praise. Praise is not just emotional. Praise does involve our emotions, but praise is built upon the foundation of believing in God. And he says, believe in the Lord your God. So it's personal. And I'm gonna explain here in just a moment why that needs to be personal, not just corporate. Right now in our modern society, there seems to be a lot of emphasis on mass multitudes, I guess is the way I want to say it. The larger the gathering, the better. There is a tremendous emphasis on what the crowd is doing. But I've had people that I've crossed paths with and traveled a few days with that thrived in their relationship with God whenever it was a crowd, but struggled with their relationship with God when it was just one-on-one. So if praise is going to be a part of our life, it is built upon the foundation of believing in the Lord my God. And when we do that, he is going to give us a space that is his space. It's not the space that the problem gets to occupy. It's not the space that your emotions get to rule and reign. It's the place where God rules and reigns, and he changes that space into a testimony instead of a test. So he says, when you believe on the Lord your God, you shall be established. You shall be anchored and rooted and grounded. You are going to be positioned in a firm place. If you are in a solid foundation with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, having asked him to be the Savior of your life, forgive you of your sins, and be the Lord of your life, you're going to be established no matter what happens. So there have been a lot of swings of the pendulum societally here in America in my lifetime. Some of those swings have been swings that I enjoyed. Some of them have been swings that I did not particularly enjoy. But I found that God has been God in good economies, and God has been God in bad economies, that God has been on the throne in the country and in the city. I can tell you from looking in the rearview mirror of my life that God has been faithful. God has been good. God led, God sustained, God provides. God is on the throne. And when you have that track record that he is your strength, he is your fortress, then you're going to be established. That was a word that God gave to me before I ever came to Merit Assembly of God, before I ever knew Merit Assembly of God existed, that he was going to pick me up, place me where he wanted me, and he was going to cause me to be established and to prosper. And when God himself is active in your life, you can trust him. Many times it's been that word, that promise, that sustained me. So here a few weeks ago, there was a really bad storm that came up just as we were getting ready to go to bed. And we heard things blowing around that we don't normally hear blowing around. And I went out looking for rain, and I found wind. And the wind was impacting things that were not established. Nothing serious, nothing, no lawn furniture or anything like that. It was just things that were blowing around. It's like, okay, the wind is moving me. And there were other things that were anchored down, and they did fine. I want to encourage you, be anchored in Jesus. He goes on and he says, believe his prophets and you shall prosper. This is an interesting statement, because when this instruction is given, you would typically want to lean on your military advisors more than your spiritual advisors, except for Jehoshaphat could look at throughout Judah's history and Israel's history and see that whenever they paid attention to God and to those he was using to call them into a relationship with God, and those who were speaking words of wisdom and guidance, like Elijah and Elisha would have been ministering. Elijah specifically would have been ministering during the time of Jehoshaphat. And so Elijah ministered in Israel, the 10 northern tribes, but Jehoshaphat had gone into battle with Ahab, as allies. And Jehoshaphat said, before we go out there, we need to hear from the prophets. And Ahab brings in a bunch of prophets of Baal, and Jehoshaphat looks at him and says, don't you have a prophet of the Lord here? I want to hear what he has to say. And Ahab says, yeah, there's this guy, but he never prophesies anything good about me. And Jehoshaphat says, let's hear what he has to say. And would you believe that that guy's message did not line up with the other guy's message? Ahab says, see, I told you, he never prophesies anything good about me. And he said, look, when you go out, you're not coming back. I saw Israel scattered as sheep without a shepherd. And Jehoshaphat ends up going out in his full royal robes, and Ahab goes out in disguise, and Jehoshaphat almost got killed in that battle. They were targeting him, thinking he was Ahab. Ahab went out in disguise, thinking he was going to be able to outsmart God, and he was killed by an arrow that was just shot by someone not really targeting him, but it was the arrow that took him out. So Jehoshaphat had seen what it was, how important it is to hear what the prophets have to say. Remember, first and foremost, that a prophet is designed to call you back into a healthy relationship with God. It's only then, after you've had that anchored, where you understand God's heart and God's word, that there may be insight and information that is given to you that may direct the strategy that you have or the decision that you make. Here, Jehoshaphat says, believe his prophets and you shall prosper. It's very important that we analyze the way that we receive things. The Bible says, if you receive a righteous man because he is a righteous man, you'll receive a righteous man's reward. If you believe a prophet because he's a prophet, you will receive a prophet's reward. So how we receive is very, very important. And here, Jehoshaphat says, believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. So in these back-to-back statements, an A-B type statement, if you're studying what that looks like, two statements that are pretty close but maybe not identical, there is the command to believe in the Lord your God and believe in the prophets that he sent. And he says there is a benefit that will come because of your belief. I believe it is high time that we quit apologizing for our relationship with God. We need to make it full well known that we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and that we are his followers. So believe in the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. So let me just let you know what that word means. It means to push forward. That when you believe in what God is saying to his people for the timely word in due season, when you are believing the thus saith the Lord, that God is going to push you forward. You're going to advance. He said another way that word is used means to break forth. That's why you can see many times that when people are praising God, all of a sudden they have a spiritual breakthrough. It's one of the reasons that the enemy fights people praising God, is because he doesn't want them to experience the breakthrough. Another meaning means that it's going to be profitable. God wants us to be profitable. It describes that when Jesus was going to heaven, he said, is it is expedient for you that I return to the Father so that the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, will be sent. So there's a tremendous attack strategy by the enemy to try and minimize the ministry of God the Holy Spirit, which Jesus described as profitable for us, and that is for edification of the church at large, not just for individuals. So I want to be spiritually profitable. I mean, money is fine, but money's not going with me to heaven. Money is a tool. It's not a savior. And so as long as you remember to use your financial resources to the glory of God, you're going to have the real profit and loss statement. Your profit spiritually is going to be exceptional. The last thing that it says is that it would be prosperous. You'll be successful. And so verse number 21, it says, and when he had consulted with the people, listen to this, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. So in that message from Psalm 118, it describes in there that the Lord, when the unexpected happens, that when we cry out to God, when we call out to him, that God is going to be our help. He's going to be our strength. He's going to be our song, and he's going to be our salvation. Okay? It's very important that you remember all of those things. The Holy Spirit is one who's called alongside to help. Your brothers and sisters in Christ are called alongside to help. You are supposed to be called alongside to help. There is tremendous assistance available in the body of Christ. That when you do not have natural strength, you are in covenant relationship with the omnipotent one, and his almighty power is going to be sufficient to strengthen you for whatever load you may be getting ready to face. You will be able to do that successfully. All of that is birthed out of our relationship with God as our Savior. So, a lot of people want him to be savior of the things that they deal with in this life, the pits, the valleys, the struggles, the attacks, and things like that. And he's able to do that. That works best when he has been our salvation from spiritual attack and delivering us from the sins that try to take us out. So thank God for his salvation that he extends to us in every realm of our life. When I preach that message, I saved this one for last. It talks about that he will be my song. And as I was preaching, I'd had a conversation with my dad the day before and had told him about this singer that had passed away. It was a lady singer. It was in a niche that he knows a lot about. And so I asked him if he knew her, and he asked this question, what did she sing? And I would like to ask you, what song are you going to sing? What song do you sing? A song is what comes out of us voluntarily. Sometimes it's the song that comes out of us when we are facing overwhelming challenges. So believing in God and believing in his spokespeople, that's not foolishness, it's wisdom. And it causes us to have the ability to sing. And so Jehoshaphat, the king, he's the one that determines the marching order of how they're going to engage this battle. Now, this might sound hard to believe, but he sends the singers out before he sends the soldiers out. But I'll take you back to the book of Numbers, and it describes there that when the camp of Israel was marching through the wilderness, that the banner that was supposed to go out first was the tribe of Judah. Judah means praise. It comes from when Leah said, "This time I'm going to praise the Lord." There's authority that's partnered with that praise. And so it's not completely out of line that the people who praise will engage the enemy before everybody else does. I would tell you this, that before you deal with a physical battle, that praising God in the realm of the spirit will bring great rewards and great dividends. But I'm kind of attracted to the mindset of the singers. You know, there's a way that you generally do battle. You normally, you know, hit with airstrikes, and then there's ground support and things like that. The singers, if you study military strategy in the academy and things like that, the singers aren't generally going to go out first. But the kingdom of God doesn't operate the same way that military command does. And so Jehoshaphat says to the singers, "You're going to lead the march." So I have a friend. He pastors a church here in Florida. He had some professional MMA fighters in his church, and he said to me one time, he said, they whenever they're facing a high level fight, they always draw close to God right before that fight, and then you don't see them again until right before they have another fight. I want to encourage you, let's not just praise the Lord when we're facing adversity. Let's praise him all of the time. These singers, I bet when they went out there, they said, "He said, believe in the Lord your God. God, the only way I'm coming back successfully from this is if you intervene," because they've got spears and I've got a song. But I will tell you that when God is your song will be greater than the enemy's spears, be greater than the enemy's swords. Don't be afraid to praise him before the battle. Don't be afraid to praise him in the battle, because God, your God, will cause you to be established. He will cause you to advance, not retreat. He will cause you to have breakthrough instead of breakup. He will cause you to be profitable in the kingdom of God. You will benefit every time you praise the Lord. God deserves it, and it is for our benefit. I hope you'll join us in praising the Lord even while you're facing adversity. You have a great day. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Your eyes open wide, keep your head gonna miss it.